Iran says the United Nations should keep a watchful eye on the Syria peace talks as the terrorists may try to take advantage of the opportunity. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian made the comment during a phone conversation with the United Nations Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura. Amir Abdollahian stressed that a political solution is the only way out of the current situation in Syria. He said the future of Syria must be decided by the Syrian people. The UN official, Stefan de Mistura, has hailed Iran's efforts to settle the crisis in Syria. He says establishing a political process in Syria and fighting terrorism are the focal points of the talks underway in the Swiss city. As the sides prepare to start the main round of the Syria peace talks in Geneva, the Syrian government delegation rules out the preconditions set by the Saudi-backed opposition.
We are here open to all discussions. We are here to engage in an indirect Syrian-Syrian dialogue without preconditions or foreign influence.
Javedi says the opposition is not serious in resolving the conflict that's been plaguing the country for more than 5 years. He said Damascus is determined to end the bloodshed and is open to unconditional dialogue with the opposition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has also commented on the talks. He called on all sides to make the most of the moment. Kerry said years of conflict proved that the Syria crisis cannot be resolved by military means.
In the end, there is no military solution to the conflict. Without negotiations, the bloodshed will drag on until the last city is reduced to rubble and virtually every home, every form of infrastructure, and every semblance of civilization is destroyed. And that will ensure an increased number of terrorists.
Kerry says a negotiated political solution to the Syria crisis paves the way for defeating Daesh terrorists once and for all. He urged the international community to put pressure on Syria's warring sides to follow the United Nations Security Council resolutions. On Sunday, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura sat with a 17-member delegation from the so-called main Syria opposition group, including the High National Committee head. De Mistura has described the meeting as constructive. An HNC spokesperson said that the session was an opportunity for the opposition to clarify its stances. Meanwhile, militants from the Jaish al-Islam group have sent their senior negotiator, Mohammed Alouche, to Geneva. The terrorist group has strong presence near the Syrian capital and is considered as one of the main groups fighting the government.
Days after the launch of the third round of Syria peace talks aimed at ending the years-long conflict in the Arab country, the main round of negotiations are yet to kick off. Angered by the procrastination, head of Syrian government delegation Bashar Jaafari has cast serious doubts on the seriousness of opposition groups.
The invitation from Mistura said the conference would begin on the 25th. Now we are on the 31st. The conference did not start on time because the opposition delegation was late. This is a sign that they're not serious.
Jaafari also denounced preconditions set by the Saudi-backed opposition, the so-called High Negotiations Committee. The HNC is demanding the release of some prisoners and calling for an end to airstrikes and sieges. If these conditions are not met, the opposition members say they won't join the talks in Geneva. Such demands were echoed and supported by the group's main backers, Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
There would be a transfer of power away from Bashar al-Assad, and that there would be a new constitution and new elections and a new Syria in which Bashar al-Assad has no role to play. That's what the Syrian opposition went to negotiate for. We support their decision. We support them if they choose not to negotiate, and we support them if they choose to negotiate.
We asked the opposition to go to Geneva, and we asked them that they can put their conditions to start the negotiations or to continue the negotiations. They can leave anytime if they are not implemented.
But what really overshadowed Sunday's talks was the bloodshed in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Bombings claimed by Daesh terrorists killed scores of people near the Sayyida Zainab Shrine in Damascus countryside. Syrian government delegation condemned the terror attacks, noting they confirmed the link between a Saudi-backed opposition and terrorists.
What is regrettable is not only the explosion, but the declarations of one of the Southern Front leaders on the ground. This confirms that the Syrian government has said over and over again that there is a link between terrorism and those who sponsor terrorism from one side and some political groups that pretend to be against terrorism.
Apart from the role of President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's future, identification of terrorist groups has been a serious bone of contention among key players in previous rounds of talks.
In the past peace talks, one of the Syrian government's demands was to try to determine which groups are terrorists inside Syria, and that, you know, the question of terrorism in Syria should be included in a solution. And it is only now, in 2016, has the US and its allies finally agreed and admitted that there needs to be a solution formulated for the terrorist problem as well.
However, President Assad's fate and the identification of terrorist organizations seem largely intertwined, as branding certain militant groups as terrorists would undermine efforts by the U.S. and its regional allies, including Saudi Arabia, to ensure that Assad is removed from power, a matter which Syria and its allies Iran and Russia insist can only be decided by the people of Syria, who have paid a price for the conflict that has been ravaging their country since 2011.